Community Forum is sponsored by the Easton Grange 196 and a friend of Yardley Wood Rink and the Easton Lions Club.
There's a storm across the valley. The clouds are rolling in. The afternoon is heavy on your shoulders. There's a truck out on the four lane, a mile or more away. The whining of his wheels just makes it colder.
Welcome to Community Forum. Today is October 13th, a Friday, but we have good news for you today. My name is Priscilla Almquist-Olson, your host. And it gives me a great deal of pleasure to welcome the founder, Cheryl Opfer, of the School on Wheels, and the star of the feature, the featured star of the coming upcoming gala to inspire
their future.
Inspire their future. And we know who there refers to, all the homeless children. And now, Cheryl, I know that you started this project in your home back in 2004, mm-hmm. and it'll be 20 years next year. My gosh, and you have multiplied, expanded, so it's good news today on Friday the 13th. So tell us a little bit how you got started and what motivated you.
So my background's in education. I'm a teacher, and I read an article in Family Circle magazine called Lessons in Love. It was about Agnes Stevens, this one person who saw kids on the streets during school hours and wondered why they weren't in school, and literally stopped a car, got out, would take the kids and the parents and enroll them in school and make sure they had the backpacks and school supplies. But she realized how far behind they were, and they had chunks of layers of learning that had been missed. So she started School on Wheels in 1993 in Los Angeles. And I started School on Wheels here in Easton after reading that article, knowing that there were so many homeless children right here in our backyard.
Wow. And so this year, the gala is going to be featuring Neil Levine. Neil Levine, we all know him from McGuire's wonderful restaurant on Foundry Street. Most of us attend there quite often and or do takeout. So welcome, Neil.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be with you today. And I'm really humbled by receiving this honor.
Yes, so. And what's the name of the honor, Cheryl?
Champion for Our Kids.
Champion for Our Kids. Now, Neil, I understand that you have been a champion for the kids of School on Wheels for many years. In fact, from the get-go, is that right?
Yeah, we started with Cheryl right from the beginning. She has this infectious enthusiasm that you just can't say no to. And when Cheryl knocks on the door, you open it up, you let her in, and you do what you can to help these kids that are just so impacted by homelessness.
And what have you learned through your experience?
I think the most important thing that School on Wheels accomplishes is they teach children to change their situation and break that cycle of poverty and homelessness. They give them the tools necessary that can make a difference in their lives. They didn't choose, the kids that School on Wheels helps didn't choose to be where they are. And they need tools to help them lift themselves up. And that's what School on Wheels really does. And that's the beauty of the program. It gives them the tools necessary for a lifetime of success. It really sets them up.
Thank you. That was beautifully said. And they really do, Cheryl, have hope. And then all of a sudden, they have confidence. And they're starting to do so well in school. And what happens after high school to many of them?
Well, we started a High School Plus program, which is now referred to as the Bridge Program. And we realized that our original program was a K through 12 one-on-one tutoring and mentoring program. It's called School on Wheels because we go to their temporary homes, whether it's shelters or motels. And we were realizing that these kids that were in high school did not have anybody to bridge that gap, to help them after they finished high school. And also, the whole thing is to break that cycle of poverty and homelessness one child at a time. And in order to do that, you have to give them the support beyond high school. So the Bridge program really focuses on mentoring and matching these students one-on-one with a mentor that can help them, as well as helping them through the financial aid process and dorm supplies, things that aren't covered by financial aid. But the School on Wheels, the secret sauce is the mentoring, and it's that staying with the students. So once you're a student, you're always a student. So we literally have a student now at UMass Dartmouth that I was her tutor when she was in first grade, and she still, we talk all the time, and she's doing great, and she's now being mentored. She wants to study law by another student that we serviced a long time ago, and he is an attorney now. He was the Plymouth DA, and so it's really paying it forward. Our students are so full of hope, and they are so grateful for all the support that we give them. But we had over 100 kids in our Bridge mentoring program, and I have several of them that have gone, that stay in touch, reach out to me on Mother's Day. I'm like an auntie to them, and I'm so grateful to hear how well they are doing and how they want to pay it forward for others experiencing what they experienced.
And that's really critical, isn't it, to keep in touch with them after the 12th grade, because they encourage themselves, you encourage them to want to go forward with college or with some kind of vocational training.
Mm-hmm.
And to think that you have a lawyer mentoring a student who is aspiring to be a lawyer, I mean, that is extraordinary. I'm a retired lawyer, but I became a school teacher. Mm. Because when I graduated Oliver Ames in 1960, there were two choices for women, teacher or nurse. And even though I was valedictorian of the class, and my guidance counselor wanted me to go to Harvard, I mean, oh, it was Radcliffe back then, I didn't have that mindset. Times have changed. It's common now for women to be part of men's occupations and to aspire to them, and it's wonderful that you're doing that. I got a chance because I was heavily involved in the civil rights movement, the women's movement, and the anti-war movement of the 60s. That's what compelled me to study law. But these kids are born now in an era where there are more women in law school than men all through the country. Northeastern University, where I went to, 72% of the current class, women. Amazing. But when I went there, 50% were, and that was unusual, because Harvard only took 20%. Times have changed. And you are on that stream of hope and propelling these kids and helping them to become their full potential. Neil, tell me, how does that make you feel?
It makes you feel like you're making a difference. Mm-hmm. There's just so much out there that needs to be done, and these kids need help. They need tutoring, they need mentoring, they need to be shown the way, and to see that you can help them, especially helping women and minorities and people that are disaffected by society, it makes a huge, huge difference.
Yeah, and you have done that. You have been a champion, and you're going to be honored. So, Cheryl, tell us where and when is this gala?
So, Inspire Their Futures Gala, it's our 19th year of School on Wheels, and it's at Granite Links, and it's from 6 to 9. We sold out last year, and so we recommend that you go to our website, www.sowma.org.
Gotta say that slower and repeat it.
Okay, SOWMA.org. And on our homepage of our website, you'll see that there's an early special discount for tickets, and then sponsorship opportunities and a variety of different things. But we're really excited. When every year when we go to look at who are we going to honor, and we have so many different people and organizations and businesses and wonderful, wonderful support, but we looked at who is the real champion this year, and it was unanimous that Neil, because of his, first of all, 19 years of support, his wife is very involved, Wendy, as well, and is part of the gala committee, and but she has supported us in so many ways. She was volunteer of the year at our tutor appreciation dinner. So this family here has been super special to us, and we're just thrilled to honor him on November 9th at Granite Links.
Okay, so Google School on Wheels and you can find their website and find all the information that you need to order tickets. And so this is an annual event, isn't it?
Yes, it
okay.
is. And
but
it's
if, as a fundraiser, but mm-hmm. people can donate online at any time of the mm-hmm. year. Is that right?
That's right. And it School on Wheels of Massachusetts, because there's three School on Wheels programs in the country. So if you Google School on Wheels, it'll take you to the LA website probably. And then there's a School on Wheels in Indianapolis as well. But we're School on Wheels of Massachusetts. So log
Good.
That in. Yes.
Okay. And tell me, how many, who else will be present? Are you going to have a speaker? Is it going to be some, is the governor coming?
Oh, is the governor. I don't know if he's been invited, but we would love to have her join us if she's available. And I'm sure that she's been invited. But the people that are coming are, first of all, it's our village. And what makes School on Wheels so special and why it's been so successful and has been able to expand from my basement. And, you know, our first year we had two tutoring sites, gave away 50 backpacks, and we were located in Brockton and Stoughton. And now we have 22 program sites in 13 different communities and over 300 children in our tutoring and mentoring program, and over close to 60 students that are in our college. And it's really vocational is the way to go these days. So mm-hmm. it's in our Bridge program. But we've also given out 9,000 fully stocked backpacks in this year, the school year. So that is well above the numbers we, you know. So if you think about 50 our first year, now over 9,000. And these backpacks have everything a student needs for that age level, including for the older kids, the scientific calculators. A book is included in every single, and everything that we give to the students is new. Mm. Because they deserve that like any other student. Mm. And they are so proud when they get that backpack and they can walk into school like their peers and take out that composition notebook and take out that calculator instead of having to borrow that from their teacher.
And you know, I learned because I was part of the backpacking team at Holy Trinity Lutheran Church, and Barbara Fox, of course,
yes.
who is beloved by Meals School on Wheels,
yes.
and is in charge of those 9,000 blah blah backpacks and coordinates everything. She was there, and now they're getting earbuds. We have really come into the 21st century, haven't we?
Yes, we have. And it's more expensive for these backpacks, and most of these backpacks are supported by donations from the churches.
Mm-hmm.
And the Easton Moms Club and Paint Rust and Pixie Dust here in Easton has been amazing. They've been doing a school supply drive and a holiday drive for us for years. And and the volunteers that put those backpacks
yeah.
together.
Mm. So one last thing we have to talk about, besides congratulating Neil Levine for being the champion that he has been for so many years, going on 20 years, we also need to invite people who are viewing this to volunteer.
Mm.
So tell me the ways in which people can volunteer, Cheryl.
Yes, so there's many different ways to get involved, and what I love about it is that there's ways to get involved at any age. It doesn't matter how old you are. The Easton Moms Clubs brings their children and they stock the backpacks, and those are the youngest ones that we have. But we are looking for tutors and mentors that can volunteer 1 hour a week to go to one of our program sites. And like I said, it's in 13 different communities. And then you can also donate backpacks and school supplies through your business, church, temple, a variety of places. But what we love is the holidays are coming up, right? So how many people really need another set of slippers or a robe? So, and think about this year and honoring somebody and for the holidays and making a donation in honor of someone. And this is a wonderful way to kind of pay it forward and get your kids involved. And so backpacks, school supplies, tutoring, mentoring. We are looking for more mentors for our bridge program. We really, it's so important that each of these older kids, many of them are unaccompanied youth and on their own. And so they really need to have somebody that shows up for them and cares about them and loves them. I mean, our whole program is based on love and hope. It really is. And everybody would ask me at different times, what's your secret sauce? Why is it so successful? How did you plant the seed and how did it grow? And I said, because once people find out the need, people want to help. People want to do something in some way. And if you can't tutor once a week, you can still take your child to the store and buy a backpack and fill it with school supplies and teach them that there are children in their classroom here in Easton and Sharon and Canton, as well as Brockton and our other gateway cities. But there are children sitting right next to your children that need your help and support. And it really is up to all of us as concerned citizens and as mothers and fathers and people that care is to do something. And there are so many ways to get involved. Really, I recommend that you go to the website and read about those ways. But, you know, I just, and the companies coming to the School on Wheels office and Barbara Fox showing them the video and the tour and those companies, what happens is those people leave and then they bring their children back. And a few weeks later, and then the next thing you know, their children are doing their birthday party instead of getting presents. They're asking that people bring backpacks and school supplies for their friends in the schools that don't have those things. And we're teaching our children the importance of paying it forward. You can tell I'm a little passionate about this.
No kidding.
Yeah.
You are. And I
can't. It's hard to.
And I agree with Neil that once you knock on someone's door, it's over. You're hooked.
Yeah.
So I want to thank you again. The gala is coming up on November 9th. Today is October 13th. So it's a month away, and hopefully people will go to the website, School on Wheels of Massachusetts, and take a look and buy a ticket and be there. And one last question. Do you try to supply Christmas presents for all your children?
So we don't do Christmas presents because there's another wonderful nonprofit here in Easton that does that, and that's My Brother's Keeper.
Right.
And so we partner with them, and we actually donate backpacks and school supplies for them because kids year-round are homeless and moving into the communities that they serve. So we help support that. But we have in the past done hats and scarves and mittens and those kinds of things. I think that it's so wonderful to partner with other nonprofits, and we want to make sure that we support each other. We don't overlap services, but we're able to get behind each other and share best practices.
Right, and you are founder emeritus, right? Or emerita?
Yes, I retired, yeah. I retired 5.5 years ago, and so my main focus right now is my grandson, who I'm so blessed that I get to be his main care provider and his Mimi. So,
okay, wonderful. But I'm sure you keep aware. You're still there, supporting, consulting, as a consultant.
Yes,
and also as a wonderful PR person, the way you are today. So we thank you for all that.
Thank you, Neil.
Any parting words? Thank you so much for all you've contributed over 20, almost 20 years. You have been a shining example of what it means to give back and give forward. So thank you so much for
that. Thank you very much. You're very kind to say that. It's a very humbling experience. You know, you help people because you want to help people. You don't help people because you want to receive an award.
Yeah.
And you get a reward, and it's like, well, yeah, I don't want the recognition. It's nice to have some recognition, but you just, you know, we're very, very fortunate, and people that are very fortunate have a responsibility to give back to people. You know, I don't want to like just bring religion into it, but God has blessed us, and we need to push those blessings onto others and help people, and the whole rising tide lifts everybody, and just help out as much as we possibly can, and try and make a difference so these young kids can have the tools they need to change their lives. And that's what School on Wheels does. It changes kids' lives one kid at a time.
And when you support School on Wheels, you're also setting an example for your children. And getting them involved is a wonderful idea, Cheryl. Yeah. So thank you both for coming. And,
thank you.
And have a wonderful night on November 9th. It's really going to be a gala of not just recognition, but of celebration of a wonderful program that has existed almost 20 years. So thank you. And so this is Priscilla Almquist-Olson bidding you farewell. And until next time, be well.